Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today, islands. Now, ever wonder why a mango tastes sweeter outside of the United States? Well, Cuba, at least, gets 90% of its food production from organic farms. They're drawing travelers, including a famous San Francisco-area restaurateur, and changing the economics of food in communist Cuba. Reese Ehrlich has our story.
San Francisco restaurateur Narcy David checks out the fresh produce at a farmer's market here as shoppers bargain for the best price. He wants to buy fresh, ripe papayas to use in a cooking demonstration for Cuban chefs.
That's got a lot more flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like to get as much color as I can.
David's trip is sponsored by the Green Cities Fund. It's an Oakland nonprofit, which, under terms of the U.S. embargo of Cuba, is awaiting permission from Washington to start a culinary school in Havana. In the meantime, it's sponsoring chefs like David to hold interchanges with Cubans wearing tall white hats.
When in Cuba, it's always good. It's just a general rule of thumb.
When you see something
that you need to grab it, because we could go up to the other market and they might have no papaya.
David buys the four juicy papayas and walks a few blocks to the workshop being held in Apolidar, one of the increasing number of privately owned restaurants in Cuba. He peels the fruit and pops it into a blender in order to make a picante sauce. Strangely enough, there are no habanero peppers in Havana. They actually come from Mexico. And David learned that Cubans generally don't like spicy food.
Now, somebody tell me here, how much of this pepper can I use? I want it to be hot, but not too hot.
She says three or four. He says one.
Uno, dos.
David is one of the founders of California Cuisine, which pioneered the use of fresh produce directly from local farms. He encourages Cuban chefs to do the same with local organic farmers.
The chefs have the most power, because if enough chefs say, I will buy so many pounds or so many kilos of mushrooms each week, they will grow them.
Under Cuba's traditional Marxist economic system, chefs had little power over the state-run supply system. That's beginning to change as Cuba shifts from big state-run enterprises to smaller, all-organic cooperatives and private farms. These changes became clear in a visit to one of those organic farms, the Organoponico Vivero Alamar, on the outskirts of Havana.
That's got to be turmeric.
Men chop up the yellow spice for packaging, one of the many products they grow and sell here. Isis Salcines, a leader of this organic farm, explains that co-op members plant 25 acres of tomatoes, lettuce, and other vegetables. Cuba now produces about 90% of its crops without using chemical fertilizers or pesticides, making it the largest per capita consumer of organic food in the world. But Salcines says using organic methods to feed Cuba's 11 million people isn't easy.
When you produce in an organic way, it's very hard. We learn to produce. It's very hard because you have to wear more, not so quickly like a chemical, but it's more healthy and the production is better.
Food in Cuba is far more plentiful now than a few years ago, but shortages remain and prices are very high for ordinary people. The U.S. embargo is partly to blame because it prohibits Cuba from earning hard currency by selling cigars, rum, sugar, or anything else to the U.S. In addition, Cuba has suffered from a series of disastrous hurricanes. The Cuban transportation system remains broken, with farmers having difficulty getting products to market. Walking through the fields, Salcina says co-ops like Vivero Alamar can help solve Cuba's food problems because they provide better incentives to the farmers. Co-op members here, for example, produce more in a shorter workday.
Here we work 7 hours and summer only 6. We have breakfast and lunch free. A special schedule for the woman who has children, they can enter 1 hour late for go to the school, the daycare. All of these, the people who work here, they feel happy, they feel honored. They belong for a long time in the farm.
Back at the Havana workshop, Cuban chefs note that both private and state-owned restaurants have improved the quality of their food over the last few years. As one says, they feel part of a new era in Cuban cooking. She says for many years, Cuban cuisine was sleeping. It was very poor. We're all involved in trying to make it better. For Latino USA, I'm Reese Ehrlich in Havana.
To get a recipe for Narcy David's sauce, Cubana, visit our website, latinousa.org.